From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Emily Polsander. An indigenous nation in Arizona and California has voted to give the Colorado River the same legal rights as a person. As KUNC's Scott Franz reports, the goal of the designation is to protect the waterway for future generations.
The Colorado River Indian tribes say their namesake waterway is a, quote, living being whose health and welfare is directly linked to the well-being of its members. The tribes hold the most senior water rights on the Colorado in Arizona, and its leaders say this designation is more than just symbolic. The tribes are often asked to lease their water. Giving the river the same rights as a person in court will allow them to require water users to give back by building wetlands or funding other conservation efforts. The designation comes as the river is threatened by overuse and drought. Another tribe in Northern California is believed to have been the first in the country to grant personhood status to a river under tribal law several years ago. Scott Franz, KUNC.
A new kind of technology is helping a Utah County wheat farm map its water levels. Engineers from Brigham Young University built a system that uses nearly 100 wireless sensors over about 125 acres. They're called BYU Smart Bluetooth Stakes. The tech can make it easier for farmers to know exactly where to water their crops. Brian Mazzeo is an electrical and computer engineering professor at BYU. He worked on developing the system.
If you can more precisely place the water, then you can get often equivalent crop yield over the whole field with 20% less water. You can use less resources.
That's especially important in drought conditions like Utah gets. The small sensors are powered by a credit card-sized solar panel and are low enough to the ground that a tractor can go over them without causing damage. Two metal prongs measure the soil's moisture as often as every minute. As drought gets worse in Utah, people might see more deer. A new Utah State University study found that deer spend double the amount of time in irrigated croplands during drought. They're also drawn to lush urban landscaping. That's a big problem for the animals and humans. The deer eat crops, which can be costly for farmers, and the animals can be hit by cars, caught in fences, and harassed by people and dogs. But there's a new NASA tool on the International Space Station that experts can use to better predict when deer will be on the move. Then people can put up things like temporary fencing for wildlife. You are listening to KUER News.